The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, July 20th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org on the dial, on the internet. Learn how to talk here any day now. I'm Bob Wall. I'm going to be your host for the next hour, play you some music to get us up to 6 o'clock and Democracy Now! This afternoon. I'm going to start out by thanking an underwriter here, and we'll hear about an upcoming event and today's episode of Human Capital. KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End. Bozeman, this is your weekend. The Slam Summer Festival is August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, and it's free. 2 days of live music, local art, food, dance, hands-on activities for kids, a beer garden, and more. Slam supports local artists and musicians right here in our community. You can spend Saturday at an art workshop. Start Sunday with a free yoga class. Slam, August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, for free. Details at slamfestivals.org.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Conservation groups are asking for more time to comment on a mineral exploration operation that a Canadian company has proposed near McDonald Pass, a permit that is being fast-tracked by the Trump administration. The Blue Copper Project, proposed by Falcon Copper Corporation, is a large-scale copper, gold, silver, and tungsten exploration operation near the Continental Divide, approximately 6 miles northeast of Avon, Montana. The proposed project area covers about 10,000 acres on Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest and Bureau of Land Management lands in Powell and Lewis and Clark counties. The project overlaps with an 8-acre corridor of the Continental Divide National Scenic Trail. If approved, exploration drilling would occur in 8 areas, resulting in about 49 acres of disturbance on Forest Service land and 8 acres on BLM land, according to the environmental assessment. Falcon Copper is proposing up to 127 drill pads and up to 5 drill rigs that would operate nonstop. The company also plans to use approximately 41 miles of road, including constructing 3 miles of new roads. Normally, a project proposal like this might have gone through more of a public process, but last August, the Blue Copper Project received a Fast 41 designation, along with another Falcon Copper project, the Shell Creek Project in Nevada, so they're both being pushed through with minimal oversight. 5 conservation organizations wrote to the Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest asking for an extension of the public comment period and a public hearing on an environmental assessment for the proposed Blue Copper Project. Helena District Geologist Hans Oakes published the environmental assessment on June 2nd that opened a 30-day public comment period that ended July 2nd. But since the project would potentially affect 17 square miles of public land, the groups requested an additional 30 days during which they asked that a public meeting and hearing be held. The organizations include the Clark Fork Coalition, Helena Hunters and Anglers, the Montana Environmental Information Center, Trout Unlimited, and Wild Earth Guardians. Andrew Gorder, legal director for the Clark Fork Coalition, said, "An exploration project of this scale, impacting thousands of acres of public lands, sensitive species, and several imperiled waterways, deserves the highest level of scrutiny from our federal regulators." Montana has 4 mining projects in addition to the Blue Copper Project that have received Fast 41 designations: the Stillwater Mine, the Sheep Creek Project in the headwaters of the Bitterroot, the Libby Exploration Project project and Becky's mine modification on BLM land near Bridger, Montana. Just as with the Sheep Creek project, some Montanans have concerns about the environmental damage that could result not only from the exploration, but also from the mines that might eventually result. For one thing, the Blue Copper project sits at the headwaters of the Little Blackfoot River watershed, directly affecting Ophir, Carpenter, and Snowshoe Creeks. The state has found that Carpenter and Snowshoe Creeks are impaired for sedimentation, excess nutrients, and habitat loss. The environmental assessment says the project could suck up to 24,000 gallons of water per day from these already stressed watersheds. In addition, the Forest Service failed to consider how the project might affect species protected under the Endangered Species Act and other state species of concern. The project area sits within a prime wildlife corridor that allows animals to travel between the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex and the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem. State bear biologists have identified the route as one that grizzly bears are most likely to use as they try to migrate between the two wilderness areas. The Helena, Lewis, and Clark Forest was recently sued for approving the Larrabee Hat timber logging project south of Avon and Elliston in that same migration corridor. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, I'm going to get rolling here today with some new releases I picked up the last time I was down at Cactus Records this past week. New album out by Kurt Vile. It's called Philadelphia's Been Good to Me. And I'm a pretty big Kurt Vile fan. I went and saw him over in Billings when he played at the Pub Station last fall. Two falls ago. Did a great show. And so I'll play a couple cuts off of some of these albums because I like to get more than just one sample. So I'll play a Chance to Bleed and 99 BPM off of Kurt Vile's new album. And then a couple off of Jack White's new album, Frozen Charlotte. I'll play a Derrico Domenico and Nobody Knows.
It's all right. Don't you let that feedback fall.
sing it for you.
Between friends, I don't know. Too many screens,
woo!
Smoke screens, avalanches careening over the edge. What is it all in my head? I don't know. I don't know. Yep. '99 love songs. No, it was '96 tears and. I seen you play it in your first band. That was my favorite band. Join my band on the bass. We had a lot of laughs, didn't it? But I still remember, man, we were blazing. It was amazing. You should have seen. It was 2012, but it felt like 2014, and I know you still know what I mean. Know what I mean. Yeah, 99 BPM. Or was that between friends? We'll be right back.
Cannot finish. Yeah, you started.
KGVM is grateful for the support of the Grey Dog Bar. Grey Dog is located at 34 North Bozeman Avenue, offering live music, pool, darts, game boards, foosball, and more. They are open Tuesday through Saturday from 6:30 to close, and on Sunday from 5 to 9. They host bluegrass on Tuesday, open jam and open mic on Wednesday, karaoke on Thursday, live bands on Friday, DJs on Saturday, and a tango lesson and open tango dance on Sunday. You can find more information on Instagram at The Grey Dog Bar or on their website, thegreydogbar.com. Thanks, Grey Dog, for hosting live music and supporting community radio. All right, you just heard Jack White doing Nobody Knows and Derrico Domenico. Those are off his new album, Frozen Charlotte. Before that, Kurt Vile did 99 BPM and Chance to Bleed from his new album, Philadelphia's Been Good to Me. I'm going to hear today's Climate Connections, and we'll keep going with some more music.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Children in the Pittsburgh area are helping improve their neighborhoods by planting trees. The One Tree Per Child program, run by the nonprofit Tree Pittsburgh, helps children plant trees around schools, parks, streets, playgrounds, and other spots.
We really love when we're able to plant trees in a space that those students are going to experience again and again. Typically, it's pretty magical. Young people often want to name the tree that they plant.
Jonathan Fantasier, who runs the program, says the One Tree Per Child initiative was started in Australia by singer Olivia Newton-John and her friend John Dee. It was brought to Pittsburgh about 10 years ago, and participants have since planted hundreds of trees. Fantasier's team also hosts field trips at their tree nursery and helps students learn to care for trees. Trees filter stormwater and provide shade, so the program will help the students' neighborhoods adapt as climate change brings more extreme heat and heavy rain.
The best part for me of working with young people who are aware of and concerned about climate change is that we can demonstrably show them something practical that they can do about it.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right. I love going to Cactus and picking up new music. But by far my favorite way to get new music is to actually buy it off bands that shows. So I've got a few releases that I've just picked up in the last week. So I'm going to play a few of those. First up, a band that played at the Labor Temple last Thursday night. They opened the show, and then Tiny Iota and Miss Massive Snowflake played. The band was a duo from Portland called When We Met. And apparently they were friends of Keith Martinez. They played a Xanatramp Jr. song during their set that was awesome. But I picked up a recording of theirs called Past Lives. So I'll play the first two songs off of that. They're pretty nice songs. The first one's called A New Dawn, and then Nothing's Going Your Way. And I'll follow that up with a couple by Cheap Glue. They were at the Hofbräu last Wednesday night. They played with Dog-Eared and Three Penny Riot. And I picked up they had a three-song sampler there, so I picked that up. I'll play a Brain Smoker and the other side off of that. We'll start out here with When We Met and A New Dawn.
Rise, rise, rise into a brand new day. Walk, walk, walk till we find our way. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Don't suffocate. Dream, our spirit. dawn. Hope, 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 as we carry on. Stay, stay, stay in the moment's grace. Heart, heart, heart.
KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck-style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. The following shows are coming up at Pine Creek: Holland Dotson and Jonathan Cole on Wednesday, July 22nd. Anders Osborne and Jackie Green with Flora Bell on Thursday, the 23rd. The Clay Street Unit with The Takes on Friday, the 24th. Steve Earle with Ismay on Saturday, the 25th. Blue Oyster Cult with Danny B on Sunday, the 26th. The Travelin' McCorries on Wednesday, July 29th. Nick Shoulders with Riddy Armin on Thursday, July 30th. Future Birds with Deloitte Elzey, two nights, Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st. James McMurtry with Betty Sue on Sunday, August 2nd. and many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines. All right. I want to remind you, you are listening to KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley. 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall. Playing you some music. We're going to work our way up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now! I want to hear today's labor history in two before we get into the last set of music for today.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1934. That was the day that came to be known as Bloody Friday. Minneapolis Teamsters had been on strike for 3 days in their third strike of the year. Trucking bosses had reneged on their May settlement. They refused to recognize union organization of inside workers. In the period between strikes, the union had documented hundreds of cases of discrimination. Now, 7,000 Teamsters effectively shut down trucking throughout the city. Local 574 leaders established a daily strike bulletin. The organizer, as it was called, would serve to guide strikers to victory. In his book, Revolutionary Teamsters, historian Brian Palmer notes that the first few days of the strike had been quiet. Then, on this day, police attempted to break the picket lines by running what seemed to be a lone scab truck through the lines. It was later discovered the truck was moving no merchandise, but was used to draw strikers into a confrontation. When flying pickets moved to stop the truck, they were ambushed. Police opened fire on unarmed picketers and then sprayed those who attempted to escape with buckshot. At least 48 were wounded. Striker Harry Ness and unemployed council supporter John Beller were killed. Palmer notes that Ness had been shot point blank in the chest. Doctors pulled 38 slugs from his body. His deathbed injunction repeated word of mouth among the strikers, "Tell the boys not to fail me now." More than 40,000 turned out to pay their respects to the World War I veteran and father of four. Palmer adds that Bloody Friday had lasted a matter of minutes, but its meaning would leave a mark on the very fabric of Minneapolis's socioeconomic relations. Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.
Well, that was kind of fortuitous, talking about labor history in Minneapolis. Next up, I wanted to play a couple by a band that I saw at the Labor Temple last Friday night. The Gated Community played. They're a folk country rock band out of Minneapolis. And I bought several CDs from them. They had a release that they put out that's only on Bandcamp. It's a benefit for different organizations in Minneapolis that are coping with the aftermath of all the ICE raids and stuff there. And the EP's called Hope to Hell. I'm going to play the title cut and nothing at all off of that. And then I'm going to finish up with a couple off the brand new Rolling Stones album, Foreign Tongues. I'll play you the first two cuts, Rough and Twisted, and as much as I can squeeze in of In the Stars. We're going to start out, though, with the Gated Community, Hope to Hell.
I'm not looking for a fight, but if one comes to me, I won't back down. Are they acting out of spite? A reign of tyranny in my hometown. Thank you. out and march with me today.
Yeah.
New Rolling Stones here in the Stars before that Rough and Twisted. They're rocking pretty hard for a bunch of old dudes. I can say that because I'm old too. Before that, a couple by the Gated Community, Nothing at All and Hope to Hell. Some poignant commentary from the Gated Community. They're a great band. I want to thank you for tuning in. Keep it tuned right here to KGVM. We've got Democracy Now! Coming up next. And I hope everyone has a great evening.